Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Lamed Aleph, Nazir 31b, pagination is 62, starting from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, about 13 lines up. Misha Nadar bin Nazir, a person made a vow regarding Nazir, and he thought that it was not binding. He thought that it was no big deal. He'll be able to be Shoel, ask on the Neder, and do Ataras Nedarim. He did not think that he has to observe, and therefore he was in violation. He went and drank grape products. V'nishal l'chacham, and then he goes and asks a question of the Chacham. V'asro, and he forbade him and says, there's no opening for you in terms of Hataras Nedarim to annul the vow, and you actually have to observe it. Mona Misha'a Shenodar. The ruling of the Mishnah, as it seems to read, is he counts from the time that he made the vow, which seems to indicate that he's allowed to count the days of violation, even though he was in violation. But as the Radvaz writes in his commentary on the Rambam, Onosu, it was a terrible accident. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I didn't know the halachas. But he is a Nazir, and the counting of the days does count from that time. So it seems. The Gemara, however, on the facing page, finds objection to such a conclusion. As we see on the second line, Tanya we learned, Misha Nodar, a person who vowed, Va'over al Naziruso, and then was in violation, Ein Nizkakin lo, we don't deal with him, we don't allow him to go through the conclusion process of Nazirus, Elo imkein mona ben iser kayamim shenoag bohem eter, unless he counts up days, accumulates days to his credit, the equivalent of those that he was in violation, acting as if he's permitted even though he was not. It seems that if the person would present himself in front of us and explain he thought he was allowed to do it, and it turns out he's not allowed to do it, would those days count or would they not count? Our Mishnah seems to indicate that they do count, and he could claim ones, I just didn't know. And this statement over here, Tanya, is telling us that he has to accumulate days to replace the days which he violated. Irabanan Kasha, if you're going to make these two compatible in some way, we have a problem. They don't seem to be compatible. The Gemara, about a quarter of the way down on the page, the first words on the line, responds, V'iba yistema, and if you want, I could give you the following answer. Rabbanon lo tema misha'a shen nozar. They would understand this Mishnah not that you're allowed to count from the time that he made the vow of Nazirus. You certainly can't, because he was in violation, and those days don't count towards his credit. Elo'ema, rather, what it should say, is kim misha'a shen nozar, that he has to go ahead and be mona, go ahead and count, kimi sha'a shenazar, like from the time that he made the vow, meaning he's done to reset, his counter is reset, and he has to start now to accumulate the requisite number of days. Now, the question here is, what exactly are we understanding the Mishnah to mean when it says that you have to redo the lost days. So Rashi, on the last of the small lines, simply writes, "Diyimei iser ein olin lo min aminyan." The days of prohibition and his violation of that prohibition are not going to count to the amount, and quite simply, he's just going to have to redo them. The Rambam, however, presents this halacha in a more sophisticated presentation, making a distinction between biblical and rabbinic. The Rambam, in Hilchos Nazirus, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel, writes, Mishanoda ben Nazir, a person made a vow regarding Nazir, Vidima, and he thought, She'eno neder, that it doesn't count and he doesn't have to observe it. That's the case of our Mishnah. Vayanoiketa ben Nidro v'shasayayin, and he was lenient, he was assuming it was permitted, and he drank wine. Ula'achazman, after some time, Sho'al l'chocham, he asked a shayla, V'horeyu, and they ruled for him, they guided him, Shuhu neder, that it is a binding neder, V'shuhu chayiv b'nezirus, that he's obligated to observe nezirus. Hareze mona misho'o shenodar, he counts from the time of the vow, says the Rambam. In other words, accepting the words of the Mishnah as law, the way we originally understood it. And the days of violation count, in the words of the Ritvaz, Anusu. He botched up in terms of his observance, but it's an ones, it's an accident. He didn't know. Umidivre Sofrim, rabbinically, Shayinug Isser Kayamim Shenoag Bohem Heter, he should observe the days of the violation. He should observe days of Isser like the days that he was lenient and in violation of the law. So according to the Rambam, the days of the mistake actually count, and rabbinically, he has to redo those days, but it's only rabbinically. Where does the Rambam see that? So the Ritvaz says, because if you look at the brisa that was brought to contradict our Mishnah and say, whoa, those days don't count, read the words carefully. Ein niskakin lo. We don't deal with him. It doesn't say that they simply don't count. It doesn't say eina ola, it doesn't count. Chayev, mutter, things like that. It says, ein niskakin lo, we don't deal with him, ela im kain, unless he observes those days again. And in that, the Rambam sees that it's only a rabbinic ruling. We don't deal with him. We're upset. We're not happy with what he did. And we, by passivity of not dealing with him, end up imposing that he redo those days. But again, the simple read of our sugya is Eima Kimisha'a Shanazar, that we're revising the way we understand the Mishnah. Yeshekoach for joining. Have a wonderful day.